Okay, let's unpack this. Today we're doing a deep dive. We're looking at how, you know, a really massive global company tries to foster innovation inside its walls and build collaboration, connect people across this huge organization, and crucially, how they actually turn interesting ideas into real value for customers.
Yeah, that last part is key.
Exactly. So our guide for this is primarily a blog post. It's about an event at Wolters Kluwer called Code Games, and it features perspectives from David Bartolone and Tom Ludeckis.
Right.
So the mission, really, for us today is to unpack how this specific event, Code Games, works as a catalyst. You know, does it break down silos? Does it deliver results? We're using the source material to figure that out.
And it's quite something, Code Games. I mean, the source says it's been running for 13 years now.
13 years, wow.
Yeah, and it's grown hugely. Over 3,700 employees, 35 locations globally. It apparently started, you know, more grassroots in just one area. But now it's this enterprise-wide thing. And interestingly, powered a lot by AI and this kind of cross-functional teamwork.
So fundamentally, it sounds like a hackathon, right? A competition format.
That's the core, yeah. Like a hackathon. But the Post makes a point of contrasting it with another program they have.
Ah, right. The Global Innovation Awards.
Exactly. They mentioned that too. And they're different. Different speeds, different kind of goals.
How so? What's the difference described?
Well, Code Games is painted as this really intense, fast thing, like a 3-day sprint.
Okay.
And the main goal is building working demos.
Wow.
Using actual code or, you know, AI tools, and it ends with judging.
Right. A tangible output in 3 days. And the Global Innovation Awards.
That one's described as longer, a longer time frame, and it's for broader ideas, maybe business process changes, operational stuff.
Stuff that might not need a quick tech prototype.
Exactly. Might be supported more by, like, a business case rather than running code. So you've got rapid tech prototyping with Code Games and maybe more developed business concept development with the awards.
Okay, so two distinct approaches. But the source suggests they both kind of feed into the same bigger purpose.
Yes, definitely. The key point seems to be that both programs are ways to get ideas surfaced from employees, you know, anywhere in the company.
And get them seen by senior leaders.
Right. It's framed as empowering employees, giving them a voice, a way to contribute directly.
Which must be a challenge in a company that size.
Oh, absolutely. Which, you know, it makes you wonder, how is a global company like Wolters Kluwer even structured to allow that, to support innovation bubbling up?
Did the source get into that?
It does a bit. It describes the company as a global matrix organization.
Okay, matrix. So like different business units focused on their specific customer markets, health, tax, legal.
Exactly. Health, tax and accounting, financial compliance, legal and regulatory, corporate performance, ESG, those verticals.
Got it.
And supporting all of those with technology and digital stuff, there's a central group. It's called the Digital Experience Group, DXG.
DXG, and that's the big tech division.
Huge, apparently. The blog post mentions 6,000 people.
6,000. Wow. Okay, so DXG is the engine room for tech across all these different business lines.
Pretty much, yeah.
Does the source say anything about how DXG itself is set up? Because that structure must be important for collaboration, right?
It seems so. Yeah, it mentions that within DXG, they have these things called Centers of Excellence, COEs.
GOEs, like specialist
groups. Exactly. Deep expertise in specific areas, things like architecture, user experience design, QA, quality assurance.
Okay.
And the key thing mentioned is that these COEs aren't just stuck in one silo. They provide their expertise across the whole company.
Ah, so they help different teams share best practices, maintain standards.
That seems to be the idea, like shared pools of really specialized talent.
That could definitely help different teams, maybe even these Code Games teams.
Makes sense, right. And then alongside the COEs, you have the product engineering teams. They're the ones working day to day with the business units, beating the actual solutions for customers.
So you've got the deep specialists in the COEs and the product builders embedded with the business lines.
Yeah. And the source kind of presents this whole setup, the COEs plus the product teams, as the engine for collaboration, the thing that drives digital transformation across the board.
Okay. That structural context is helpful. So let's zoom back into Code Games then. The event itself, it challenges people in just 3 days to build a working demo using code or AI.
Right. And it's not just about, like, minor tweaks. The source emphasizes this idea of think bigger.
pushing beyond the day job.
Exactly, getting people out of their usual routines. And apparently it has strong backing from executives. Plus, clear judging criteria.
What kind of criteria?
Things like creativity, naturally, but also effective use of new tech, and importantly, tackling a problem that's actually significant for customers or the business.
So aim high.
Definitely.
And one really interesting point in the source is how much more inclusive it's become over the years.
Oh yeah, how so?
Well, it apparently started, as you might guess from the name Code Games, pretty focused on developers, tech people.
Makes sense.
But now, the blog post says it pulls in people from all over. Product managers, UX designers, editorial staff, even senior leaders get involved.
Not just judging.
No, participating. As builders, collaborators, mentors, it sounds much broader now.
That's a big shift. And that inclusivity must bring huge benefits, right? Different viewpoints.
Absolutely. And that ties into the global aspect, the source highlights.
Right. 35 locations participating.
Yeah. So the teams are often really diverse. Different cultures, different roles, different regions, all mixed together.
Which leads to richer ideas, presumably. Different takes on customer problems.
Exactly. The source even mentions that sometimes working across time zones can be an advantage. Teams doing handoffs, keeping the work going almost 247 for those 3 days.
Wow, that's intense. But you can see how that global collaboration adds to the energy of it all.
Totally. Now, here's where, for me, it gets really interesting, connecting back to that inclusivity point. It's the role of technology, especially AI.
Ah, yes, AI. The source mentioned that.
Big time. It talks about widespread use of Wolters Kluwer's own custom generative AI platform.
Okay, so they have their own internal gen AI.
Yeah. And get this, in the most recent Code Games, the most widely used tech was something called agentic AI.
Agentic AI. Okay, what does the source say about that? How's that different?
Well, the implication seems to be it helped teams build more sophisticated stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't just, you know, simple text generation.
So more capable AI, can it like do more complex tasks on its own?
That's kind of the idea, I think. Maybe breaking down a bigger goal into steps, using different tools, allowing teams to be more ambitious with their demos in that short time frame.
Interesting. So AI is not just a tool, but increasingly sophisticated AI is becoming central.
Exactly. And here's the killer point the source makes. This AI has massively lowered the barrier to entry because you don't necessarily need deep coding skills anymore to build something.
Ah, right. Natural language prompts.
Yeah. The source highlights how people can describe their idea, what they want it to do, in just plain English.
And the AI helps translate that into code or some kind of working output.
Precisely. Which is a huge deal for inclusivity.
Absolutely. It opens the door wide.
It means Code Games can surface ideas from way more people, not just the hardcore engineers. The source actually said the latest event had the most ideas ever submitted.
Wow.
And it wasn't just more tech people joining. It was because the AI empowered folks without those traditional coding skills to actually build and contribute their ideas in a tangible way.
So AI is kind of democratizing the innovation process there.
That's exactly the word that comes to mind. Democratizing who gets to be a builder.
And if you connect that back to the company's mission, the source argues that employees, the ones working in health, tax, legal areas, they often have the best grasp of the real customer problems.
Makes sense. They're on the front lines.
So if you create this collaborative space like Code Games, bring together diverse people, different jobs, different places, and you lower the tech barrier with AI.
Then get richer, more relevant ideas popping up.
That's the argument. Ideas that really address those specific real-world challenges their customers face.
And that collaborative environment itself sounds pretty well thought out, too. The source mentions a kind of matchmaking hub.
Yeah, like a place where people can list their skills, their interests.
And teams just form organically from that, people finding each other.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
So you can get that mix. Maybe a legal expert finds a UX designer and someone keen on AI, even if none are pro coders. They pull together based on the idea.
That's cool. It's not just preformed teams signing up.
Right. And they even have the source mentions a specific consultant role.
Oh, yeah. For who?
For people who aren't building directly but have expertise, like in UX or communications or specific legal or healthcare knowledge.
Ah, so they contribute their domain expertise to the teams doing the building.
Exactly. It reinforces that idea of bringing all sorts of expertise together, not just coding skills, to make the ideas better.
Okay, so theory is one thing, but does the source give a concrete example of how this translates into actual value?
It does, and it's a pretty interesting one, a bit unexpected even.
Oh, Tell me more.
It involved their Kluwer Arbitration Service. A team developed a concept using a behavioral AI during code games.
Okay, behavioral AI for arbitration. Sounds intriguing. Did it win?
Get this. No, it didn't win the code games competition.
Seriously, so what happened to it?
It just sat there. Apparently, it was left running in a staging environment, like a test area.
Okay.
And then sometime later, during a demo for a customer about something totally different on the arbitration platform, the customer spotted this behavioral AI demo just sitting there. And they got really interested.
Wow. Just stumbled upon it.
Seems like it. And they were the ones who asked about it, got intrigued, and basically pushed for Wolters Kluwer to develop it properly.
That's incredible. So an idea that didn't even win the internal prize ended up getting picked up because a customer saw a rough demo.
Exactly. And the blog post uses this to make a really powerful point.
Which is?
That it's so important to create these spaces where ideas, even the rough ones, the ones that don't win awards, can just emerge and be seen.
Right. Visibility is key.
Yeah. That idea might not have impressed the judges enough, but it clearly resonated with a customer need when it was accidentally exposed. It shows how making things visible, even imperfect things, can unlock real value unexpectedly.
So bringing it all together then, this deep dive into the Code Games blog post, it really paints a picture, doesn't it? Mm. It suggests that driving innovation in a big company takes, well, intentional structure.
Like that DXG and CoE setup.
Real focus on collaboration, bringing diverse people together.
Across roles, regions, everything.
Leveraging technology like AI, crucially, to make it easier for more people to participate.
Lowering that barrier.
And maybe just fundamentally, creating the time and space for people to play with ideas and build rough things, like Code Games does.
Yeah, all those pieces seem to work together to actually generate innovation and sometimes, like that arbitration example, real customer value.
It really underscores that idea that good ideas can bubble up from anywhere, from anyone.
Absolutely. Especially, it seems, when you make it easier for them to build something tangible, share it, and mix their perspective with others, reducing friction, encouraging mixing.
So thinking about where this leaves us and you, the listener, with AI becoming so much more powerful and accessible for, you know, actually creating technical things.
Like we saw with the natural language aspect.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, how can other organizations tap into that? How can they encourage and capture breakthrough ideas from all their employees, regardless of whether they have a traditional tech background or not? What stands out to you from this Wolters Kluwer approach? Makes you think, doesn't it?